Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Evan. I'm the Director of Finances and Services for your region. How are you doing today?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I see here that Daisy got you all qualified. That's awesome. I also see she left me some great notes that I'm just reviewing here. Now, I'm going to clarify just a few things for myself to make sure it's less than the absolute best package for you today. I see here that you're working with a pretty large service radius, doing both residential and commercial. Is that right?
No, I don't do commercial. I'm just residential. I'm a residential contractor. So I
Okay.
do everything to do with the house.
Gotcha. Perfect. And within this, I see that you have like a website already up, as well as you have like an Angie's Leads Home Advisor page. What else are you doing for marketing right now?
That's about it. I got Home Depot Pro. I get leads from that. Better Business Bureau. I'm all over that.
Nice. Nice. Do you have like a Facebook by chance?
I do, but I don't use it too much. I
That's just
do.
fine. I'll be able to. So yeah, just looking at where you're at geographically as well as just as a business, I'm gonna definitely recommend our Platinum package. It's a perfect fit for you, pretty much a one-stop shop for everything you need digital marketing-wise. Now, with that, we put you on the first page of Google, Yelp, Bing, as well as Safari, making you the top results on all of those. As well as with this, we're gonna help you out with your Facebook side of things, maybe do a little bit of post and content creation to give it a professional look so we can ultimately run some advertisements on there. Because we just find a lot of success within there, especially within residential remodeling and things of that nature. Because if you think about it, on those first four directories that we're going to put you at the top of, the Googles, Yelps, Bings, Safaris, those are places people go with the intention to look for any type of service or anything of that nature. As for Facebook, is a lot more impersonal place to market yourself. Those aren't only they're not only targeted advertisements, but also people who are generally on there are on there on their own time in a more relaxed state, usually at home, but they still have those services they need in the back of their mind, especially if they're sitting in like a grimy house or just outdated. They're definitely going to have that on the forefront of it and be more inclined to not only see those advertisements and click on them, but actually inquire about them as well, if that makes sense.
It does.
Perfect. As well as with all this, we give you a live reporting system, which is great because with your giant service area you're working with right now, you'll be able to actually pinpoint not only the sales and new jobs we're getting for you, but even the location of clicks we're producing for you. So at that point, you'll be able to identify your hotspots and places you're getting a lot of jobs from. And our management team will actually help coordinate and focus in your marketing in those areas to make sure you're getting more jobs.
Sounds expensive.
No, it's actually a lot more affordable than you think. And just looking at this now, let me see what I can apply for this. So you've been around for 8 years. Fantastic. So I went ahead and applied our legacy rate on here, and that actually took off over 60% of our normal cost. And with what we do, we don't do any type of contracts. We just do month-to-month payments with a 2-month verbal agreement. That way we actually have enough time to put you onto the first pages, get those campaigns rolling, and just have a consistent flow of jobs coming in. Now, with that being said, you are looking at a month-to-month cost of $249 a month, and you'll actually be locked in at that rate and never go above it.
What if I change areas?
We would just carry that over. If you're wanting to expand or move over somewhere else, we could definitely just change the area and essentially do the same type of marketing in that place as well. And it would be maintained at the same rate.
Okay, and you're definitely going to get me on the first page, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's pretty much our bread and butter. Like I said, we do the Facebook and other things to give you a well-rounded marketing scheme, but we are Google Premier Partners, and that's what we do. We've done it for about 20 years now, and it's just our whole bread and butter. We really don't do anything else.
Okay. Sounds good.
So when we get you listed on the first page of Google and everything, what are your hours of operation?
I guess just normal Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 kind of stuff.
Perfect. And you're licensed and insured?
Yeah, I'm a state certified residential contractor. And I'm insured. And I actually have extra insurance because I also test for mold. So
awesome.
That means I have errors and omissions as well.
And what type of jobs do you prefer to do, or just ones that make you the most money that you'd like us to market you for?
We're looking at like siding, additions, things like that. Like we're doing a two-story, putting a two-story on a house, things like that.
That's
right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. but yeah, that, you know, and we can also build a house, you know. We're not per se builders, but we're licensed enough to build a house if we need to. We built one last year, and we're building another one this year.
Cool. Nice. Perfect.
But, you know, in general, for like work at addition, siding, exterior work, we can do anything that has to do with a house, but we like getting those exterior leads and, you know, not the handyman kind of stuff. We're trying to get away from that kind of thing. You know, people want to come in and fix a little drywall, you know, it's just not worth that for us anymore. We're not looking to do too much more. We'll do it along with everything else. But like I said, if I can, concentrate more on the additions and siding, we're just really going to specialize in hardy board siding, which is the latest thing that's the best siding out there.
Hardy board? I'm going to mark that down.
Yeah. Yeah, it holds up to 200 mile an hour wind. It's way superior over any other siding. Yeah.
Sure.
And yeah, this area.
Right here in Florida, you got to have that with hurricane season.
Mm-hmm. Well, we run into a lot of that where we're fixing hurricane damage, so we definitely do storm damage. We're pros at that. I've been doing storm damage since God knows when, you know. I just don't like taking the little, you know, can you fix my window thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
Severe.
Yeah. Yeah, but more definitely severe. Storm damage. I was an adjuster. I've worked every storm since Katrina. I mean, I know all about that. So you might definitely want to put that in there as well.
Yeah, I went ahead and put severe storm damage so we weed out those smaller jobs for you.
Okay.
And what are some target markets or like cities, zip codes or counties you're wanting to be marketed in?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard because I'm here in Charlotte and Sarasota County, but I got this huge job in Pinellas County, which is north of here, which is something, and this is something I'm shooting for because the job we're doing is really unique by, you know, taking a house, not wrecking it, and just a one-story house, and then we're building a second floor on top because FEMA just came up with this new rule that, you know, if the house has got 50% damage, you have to bring it up to code. And all along that beach town there, everybody's going to have to raise their houses or wreck them eventually. So,
right. Yeah, yeah. I'm really familiar because I'm out of Houston, actually, and I have family that has a place down in Galveston, and it's pretty much the same thing that happened after Harvey where FEMA came through and essentially said, hey, if your house is about this or it has to be this or higher, so everyone's getting those stilts put in or just straight-up additions.
Right. Like we're turning this house with the bottom floor is going to be a garage, you know, and the whole house is just moving up. And that's really where I want my specialty to be. I mean, this is my first one. I got great people. I know it's going to turn out great. And of course, it'll be a lot easier once I do one. But, you know, I know that's the future for me. So if there's some way we can incorporate that next level addition kind of thing, because that's what I'm pretty much calling it, like jewelry stores, next level edition, raise your house up, whatever kind of thing. I'd really like to be able to advertise for that in that area if we could get that specific. I mean, even though I'm not located there, I don't know if it will work like that. I might have to get a virtual office there or something like that to get a local number. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, being the advertising guy?
Yeah, with that, I mean, it's all about perimeters and what we see is the best bit, because I'm not a programming specialist. How this works out is today I'm going to get all the details that I can from you, as well as just the first month's payment. And then we set up something called a client interview, which is essentially a 20-minute to 40-minute-plus phone call with one of our programming specialists. And they get pretty much all the details I don't get from you, as well as those things like that of where you want to take your business so we know how to market you.
Right. See, that's why I was kind of stuttering, because I'm like, wow, I want to do this here. Because honestly, you know, I've been here since after Ian. All the hurricane work's done, obviously. And I'm getting into more, you know, additions and things like that. So I'm really thinking about moving my business up north, where I just got this thing up there. So that's the only reason I hesitate. Like, wow, do I want to get a bunch of new stuff here? Or do I want to just start concentrating there?
Yeah. I mean, there's also seasonal. I believe we can do seasonal shifts. So like right now, and we're probably going to be in hurricane season all the way up until November. And I'm sure we can market you up north if you'd like to focus in your marketing. And then when things kind of slow up there and it's not as prevalent, you could definitely focus back in, or vice versa. That's totally possible.
Okay. Hmm. What do you think, Daniel? I'm talking about whether advertising in this area, or should we advertise in that area?
Where is he?
Well, he doesn't really know. He's got to target it somewhere.
Will there be more additions in the city?
Yeah, there's probably a lot more traffic up there in that area, I'm sure, right? A lot more people up north of here. Yeah, Sarasota, you know about that? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Yeah, with the traffic, I could definitely have them implement. Let me go ahead and just mark that down. They should do a little bit of...
Can we do that? How many counties can we do? Can we just do by the county? We do like...
Generally by a service county radius, and it ranges service like from 50 to 80 miles.
If you move the radius north to Sarasota, I don't know.
So how far is it? I think Sarasota and Pinellas County are within 80 miles, aren't they?
Yeah, I think those are within 80 miles already.
It should be, because I don't think it's 80 miles from here to there.
Maybe we're a little bit too south.
Yeah, we kind of are.
We just go north a bit, you know what I'm saying? Because we're all in Fort Myers right now, aren't we?
No, we're not. He was talking about doing Charlotte County and Sarasota County.
We're already doing Sarasota County.
With Angie, we're talking about Google now. Our address is in Charlotte County.
We have Sarasota County. There's flooding and all that.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. We have TV. There's some way we'll be able to do that county. I mean, like you said, a seasonal thing.
We don't care about Charlotte.
Pinellas and
really
Charlotte
County. I'd rather stay Sarasota North. Yeah, Sarasota North. What's 80 miles north of Sarasota?
How far is it? That's probably Clearwater past.
Because we're looking at St. Petersburg and Clearwater. I don't know how many miles.
But the south is Sarasota.
How many miles that is? I just want to do this right. I do want to do it. I've been wanting to do this. But I just want to make sure that I'm going to make this move, or move, you know, kind of migrate north, that I don't pin myself to here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's the beauty of this. At any time, you have that management team available to you that will help tailor this to exactly what your needs are, whether you're getting the exposure you need or just improving it. They're totally available to you to kind of fine tune it exactly for what you need.
Okay.
Really, you want it, like 80-mile radius, how do you mean? Like 80 miles from the midpoint?
Or from our office.
Or
Yeah, essentially from the address, because we can use any address, essentially. We have a lot of resources to get you approved. Essentially, you only need, like, a family member or friend to just lend you the address to get you approved in that area, and then we can do the rest.
But I'm saying from here to, from Sarasota to where we're doing our job is 56 miles.
No, that's all in Clearwater.
No, that's Clearwater thing further.
Well, really, if you just put it in Sarasota, you put the middle of the bubble.
But he's got to use an address to base it from. So do our address to where that's our job and see how many miles that is. I just don't want to miss out on that area because my sign's going to be up there. If people are going to be calling, you know, I was even thinking about getting a virtual altar up there. So we'd be able to add a second location even maybe, you know.
That's 106 miles. That's see, the outer radius is all the freaking thing.
We're about to end, but we're about ready to move out of there anyway.
So we have a new office location like Sarasota or somewhere in the middle where you can test shit down there. But
yeah. You know what? What's your name?
My name is Evan.
Evan, listen, I definitely want to do this with you. Let me sit with my partner here and talk for a minute before we do, because we've been talking really serious about moving out of our office space here and, you know, moving further north. And I don't want the area where I have my biggest job not to be something where people can't look me up, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's just fine. I mean, we're going to get you paid up, and then scheduling that client interview, it's not going to be immediate. We can schedule it for like tomorrow or even next week to give you enough time to kind of sort out where exactly you want to go with it. I mean, me taking these notes right now, nothing's set in stone. It's just giving them a rough idea of the area we're dealing with and what we're open to.
Well, if somebody just agrees to let us use their address, we could probably even use a lit address of the job, but we don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. We do that all the time.
Okay, because I'm going to end up moving my address. I, you know, I'm heading in a different direction with this addition thing, so I'm trying to make sure that it works, the addition and siding thing works, where I've already, you know, kind of where I want to be, you know. So, but we'll go ahead and move forward with what we got now. I'm probably going to have a new address and want to change, you know, to that area specifically before we get started.
Okay. Just in sense of that, I'll mark that down. And then, Stephen, what's your last name? And your full name is Stephen, correct?
Stephen, yeah, with a B.
And what's a good billing address for you right now?
17218. Toledo Blade Boulevard, number 9, Charlotte, 33954.
And what kind of card is this going to be?
It is going to be a Visa. You going to send me emails confirming who you are? Because I don't really like giving this out without knowing who I'm talking to here.
I mean, yeah, if you'd like, I could go ahead and just text or email you whatever you need, or you could just look us up on Google. We'll definitely pop up there first if you look up Local Splash.
Yeah, I think I got a call from you guys before from my other company.
Honestly, I'll text you a link to our homepage as well, just to make it easy on you.
Yeah, I just have to be careful because there's a lot of scams out there.
Yeah, 100%. There, let's get this going. And I just texted that to you.
Which number do you use? This one, not.
Yeah, it's going to come from 877, which is actually our main number, and actually the one that's listed on Google as well, just to give you something to actually rely on and sort to. That's actually me from this company texting you and on the phone with you.
Yeah, I just said, no, you can, let me see, I'm not trying to send you an email. All right. Line, wiggle splash, get out of line. So, you guys work directly with Google, is that what you said?
Yeah, we have for the last 20 years, pretty much. I mean, we'll like make websites and stuff, but pretty much this is our whole bread and butter, is just getting people put onto those first pages and getting an overall marketing scheme going for them so we can get consistent new jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I just don't trust you. Sorry, man.
You're good, man. You can't be. You can't ever be too careful in today's climate. It's all right.
Yeah.
And you said it's a visa?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for that card number.
How much is it charging?
$249.
Okay. All right. 4013-8800-0256-2900.
2900. And the expiration date, please?
3/26.
And the CV code as well, please.
721.
All right, now we're never going to give y'all's personal information, but just because of the increase of traffic, the likelihood of a spoof call coming in is pretty likely, so we want to prevent anything malicious from happening at all. So we set up something called a security question, which is essentially just something, if you're ever suspicious of who's calling you, you would ask them this question, and we'd answer it immediately for you. Now, we have three options for that. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Let's go with the pet.
And what's the answer for that one?
Molly.
One moment, I'll get this. And before I can complete this purchase, I have to do something called our voice verification script. It's just a recording for quality assurance to outline our agreement as well as just an added form of protection for yourself. If at any point I'm going through this and you're puzzled about what I'm saying, go ahead and stop me. I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and start that now if that sounds good.
Okay.
All right, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Insured Restored LLC.
All right, please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Hodges, owner, manager, CRC.
Are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. If you could go ahead and open up your contacts for your phone, I'm going to give you the phone number. It should be the only one you contact us from as well as where we contact you from. You can save it under local splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
You're going to text that to me now? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to give it to you, but I can text it to you if you'd like.
Oh. All right. Go ahead. So you want me to just put it into the phone and save it as local splash?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. I'll do that at the same time. I'm on here. But what is it?
It's going to be 877-635-6225. That's 877-635-6225. You can save it as local splash.
It says maybe Amy.
No. I mean, I have a coworker named Amy, but the name of us is Local Splash.
Yeah, so maybe Amy. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe you spoke to her previously. Yeah, it looks like you spoke to Amy some time ago. Yeah.
Putting my company Eco on Air Quality Solutions.
Yeah, it looks like you spoke to him maybe at this spoke to her maybe at the start of the month. But, yeah, right. Maybe that's why. Right. But,
thinking about it, I didn't really want to do it for that. But she said, I have one spot left. So I guess that's your sales pitch. But
and if do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, August 22nd, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. Processing that payment now. All right, sir. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash family. I really can't wait to see you just expand and take that new endeavor onto your business to help you thrive. Literally my favorite part of this whole entire job. But there's just two things we need to do now. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a perfect way to access this, but I would need you to sign our terms and conditions real quick for me, and then we can go ahead and schedule that client interview.
And when, how long is this, so you just client interview?
It's generally about 20 to 40 minutes.
No, I'm just saying, because I told you I had to think about a few things before I actually
started. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if y'all want to take the weekend to discuss everything, I could definitely schedule it for sometime next week, no problem.
Okay, so just hit this turn, I got it. You guys didn't ask me and you're gonna promote my website, it says, yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay. I get all normal stuff. Is there anything I should know on this thing that you haven't told me?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, everything we're doing is still going to follow under your ownership. Like, God forbid you leave us for some reason. Everything belongs to you. There's nothing hidden, no hidden charges. You're going to maintain the same rate no matter what.
Just got to hit these little boxes and that's it. Somewhere, there's something up top that I missed. Wow, that's a lot of words in there, man. I'm not seeing why it's not letting me complete it.
Did I spell your name correctly, Stephen Hodges?
Yes, with a V.
Yeah, S-T-E-V-E-N. H-O-D-G-E-S.
H-O-D-G-E-S, yes.
Try turning your phone sideways if it's giving you some issues. Sometimes that does.
Okay. All right, you should be good. Now, search username.
Percy.
Make up my own username.
Yeah, you're all good now. I mean, if you want to access that, there's really nothing there yet because we're still setting it up for you. But
right.
You're
okay.
Yes. For, yeah. All right. All right.
Gotcha.
This client interview. So, what day next week were you hoping to do the client interview?
We'll shoot for Monday.
Monday. Any specific time?
If we could do like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, it would be good.
The earliest we could do it, your time is 10.
Yeah, you guys in California or something?
Yeah, we're based out of Fountain Valley.
Oh, I see. Okay, we'll go for 10. That'll work.
And this phone number that I have for you, the 941-467-9677, is the best way to reach you?
Yes.
All right, one moment. Scheduling that now.
Yes, sir.
4.9 stars, 872 reviews.
Oh, you guys got good grade, man.
Yeah, we try to have a good reputation. That's how you stay in business and just keep it all around happy.
All
right,
so I should get on
my
computer, fill this out, or is that what you're saying?
No, I think you're all good for right now. Everything that we have done for right now, I think we're good on. The specialist is going to tell you anything that they need done on your end, as well as if you need any help with that, they're going to walk you through hand in hand. But otherwise, we're all good to go for now. There's really nothing else we need to do. We're going to call you up at 10 o'clock on Monday, and I'll actually be on that call to open it up and introduce you to the specialist. Otherwise, we're all good to go. Again, I want to congratulate you and welcome you onto our team. This is really just going to be a game changer for you and your business.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a try. Now, if it doesn't work after a couple months, I can cancel, right?
You can technically cancel at any time. We just ask for the 2 months, so we actually have enough time to put you onto those first pages and have a consistent flow of jobs.
Okay. All right. We'll try it.
Yes, sir. You have a great rest of your day and week, and I'll speak to you first thing Monday.
You told me it was 4.8 stars. Now you're saying it's only 2 stars, and I'm making a mistake.
we're not 2 stars.
All right.
We're there.
You found something that says 2 stars on you. I don't know where you found it. I move my little...
The Better Business Bureau.
The Better Business Bureau, I guess? 2.7, yeah. 1.7 on the Better Business Bureau?
Sure.
Somebody said that they're a scam?
That's what he said. He said, I can't explain enough to stay away from this company. You should look at MIT thousands. And they said they can put me at the top of the list searches. No issues. They go to the times. I had a well-established 5-star review that an established website worked great.
That's only one person, though, right?
There's 14.
14 complaints, you guys?
They've been around for 20 years.
I'm sure nobody goes.
A-plus.
Listen, I'm going with it. He's just always watching my back. He's analyzing.
Yeah, we won't burn you. I mean, a majority of those bad reviews we have are either people that retained our services just in markets where there wasn't a demand for it, or they're complaining about us just like cold calling them in the middle of their work day. Which is totally understandable.
Okay.
All right.
We'll give it a shot, man.
It sounds really good. If you do what you say you do, then that should be great for our business because we have, you know, we look good on paper already, so we want to keep on.
Right.
Yeah.
All we have to do is just get you the eyes. You'll do the rest of the work. But, yeah, it's going to be a great relationship, I promise.
Okay. All right. We'll give it a try. Let's do it.
All right. Well, I'll speak with you on Monday. Yeah, I'll speak with you on Monday, Steven, and I'll introduce you to the specialist and everything, and we'll get the ball rolling from there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great one. Bye.